Coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, Crochet. How we doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
You know, you're making a big transition from the bullpen to the starting rotation. I mean, what do you got to say about your success thus far?
I think that I give a lot of my credit to my starting staff that's around me. You know, I've been able to pick their brain, get the routine pretty down. And then along with Katz and Wise, you know, they've been pretty huge in the growth and development that I've seen this year.
You know, I've always told my guys that there's a difference in a pitcher and a pitcher. I mean, you're defining yourself as one of the top pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely put a lot of work in this offseason, you know, trying to be that guy, trying to just kind of refine my mix to have one that would sustain me over the course of 32 starts.
And more importantly, you define yourself as a premier left-handed pitcher, which are rarities.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always an honor to kind of see yourself, like, on ESPN and whatnot. So it's been cool this year to see that stuff.
So you getting ahead of me. So you do be watching yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that anyone that doesn't, you know, whatever. Like, that's just not me, you know. I enjoy seeing just, like, the way that they break things down and stuff like that. You know, I've seen DeRosa break down some of the mechanics and stuff like that, which is just cool to see that other guys are kind of seeing the work that I put in.
So when you think about your role, you had some injuries, you had to Tommy John. I mean, do you feel like all that's behind you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the flexor strain in 2020 was just a Tommy John precursor. You know, I saw the workload spike, you know, once I got up there and was doing my 2 out of 3s and back-to-backs to make the playoff roster. And then 21, you know, I was kind of battling myself the whole season, just trying to get through to the end healthy. Had Tommy John, and then the shoulder bug that I kind of experienced on the way back from Tommy John. I think that's pretty typical, you know, in guys that are coming back. It's just, you got a whole new elbow and you're learning how to throw. Your body's compensating in ways that it never has before. So I think it was kind of just a natural thing that happened. And, you know, I worked all off season to strengthen up those parts of my body, and I'm feeling good now.
You did more than that. You was hanging out with Coach at the dinner table.
Yeah, you know, the TJ rehab was a long one. I put on a little bit of weight, and, you know, was able
a
to kind of I was able to get in the weight room, you know, and turn into good weight, which was good.
So, I mean, Major League College Baseball is all about a learning process.
Right.
I mean, from one year to the next, how much have you developed mentally and physically?
Yeah, you know, the experience has been pretty invaluable that you pick up every year, you know, especially when you're kind of getting new teammates throughout the years. You hear things that you've never heard before, just different analogies and ways of putting things. So it's been really huge in my development. I'd say that, you know, if I was put in this role 2 years ago, I don't know how I would have done, but just having the staff and the teammates that I have around me has allowed me to kind of develop into who I am right now.
So have you mastered the mental part of this game?
I don't think that's something that you ever master. I think it's a constant battle. But, you know, you kind of pick up tools along the way that help you deal with difficult situations. And, you know, you just got to guide yourself through them at the end of the day.
So do you look at yourself in the mirror and realize, hey, I'm doing pretty good right now?
You know, I try not to. I mean, I'm just trying to kind of stack starts, you know. Every lineup is a potent lineup. You know, everybody's obviously of a really high caliber, so you can't really take anyone lightly. So I try not to take any steps back and look at the broad picture. I kind of just try and keep myself, you know, with the tunnel vision, I suppose.
And, you know, they would call you the ace of the pitcher staff where I come from. And, I mean, you know, when you need a win, you go to the ace, and you've been lights out down that night.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, just kind of trying to put the team in the best position possible to win. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's all that you can ask of.
So, I mean, you know, it's been the longest stint you've had pitching-wise. I mean, are you feeling it in, or do you still feel strong?
No, yeah, I feel good. That's kind of what I spoke about in spring was the 5-day routine. You know, being able to pick Fetty and Flex in spring, guys that have done it for a couple of years now, really helped out with, like, back in spring training, you know, when I was kind of just starting it from the ground up. I had never done it before. Obviously, I was able to draw on some things from college, but that's a 7-day routine, so it's completely different. But, you know, taking some of their things and things that I've done in the past kind of helped me to create something that's working for me.
And I know you had to say some things from college, since the last time we talked, you didn't do no minor league experience, so
right.
You don't know about that minor league experience.
Right. Yeah, it was, you know, something that I kind of had to learn on the fly, but, you know, that's kind of when you lean on your teammates, and I lean on Ethan and Wise and Hass in the past, and, you know, they've helped me turn to who I am right now.
Okay. So I'm going to end it on this. I asked you this last time I interviewed, but I got to ask you again.
Yeah.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking this locker room for the very first time and see your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
You know, that feeling was very special. We were actually in Cincinnati, and because of COVID, we had the pop-up lockers. But I remember seeing my jersey hanging up, and I thought that I was there to be on the taxi squad. So I was a little confused, but I was like, oh, number 45, that's pretty cool. I was like, yeah, I guess that's kind of a just-in-case situation. And then some guys kind of came up to me and started giving me fist bumps, telling me congrats. And, you know, it was kind of took me a second to realize what they were even congratulating me about. But, you know, it was a really special feeling, one that I'll never forget.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
You cried.
No, I'd tell you if I did.
Your mama cry?
My dad did. I don't know if my mom did. She probably did off the phone because I had to tell her over the phone. They were in Mississippi at the time and obviously weren't able to see me play in person for a couple years.
Coach with my man and the hero.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Of course, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dick Allen led the American League in home runs two times in 1972 and 1974. He was on the ballot four times for the MLB Hall of Fame, but fell short one vote each time. In an effort to forever invoke this forgotten general, memory in the hearts and minds of past, present, and future generations, we are honoring his legacy, history, and accomplishments of this MLB icon. If you are a baseball player that would like to be a member of this team or would like to become a booster, donor, or sponsor, www.al00247.com.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and become a subscriber.